We have a caller?
We have a caller. Joining us now on the Maple Toyota Hotline is the one, the only, number four, Bobby Orr. Robert, thank you for joining us.
Gentlemen, how are you? Nice being with you.
Good. You know what? We just decided neither of us are coming to your golf tournament. We've talked about it. We think we've played a long time, and we're just tired of it, so we're not coming.
You know what? We have so many wonderful celebrities. We don't need you two guys.
Bobby, I'll tell you what. I'm sure you got a call from a group asking not to be paired with Gord.
Not at all.
They want him up there, but they just don't want him in their group.
Both you guys were requested. We give our paid people a list of celebrity like to play with, and you both you guys
nice
were selected. Unbelievable.
I don't know how much those guys had to drink that picked me because I'm terrible, but good for them. Bobby, this is a great event for the Stocky Center in Parry Sound, which has really become an important part of the community, right?
Absolutely. First of all, guys, you and Gordy, you and David and the other celebrities, they know why they're here. They're here to, you know, entertain the paying people, and everyone that I have here is wonderful. So, you know, you come up here, you don't worry about your golf. Yeah, some of the people can play. Some of the guys can play and the girls can play. But that's the last thing in my mind, what kind of golf you are. It's just how you are with the people. And you two guys are great, as our other celebrities are. So I thank you so much for coming up. But the tournament, yes, it's very, very important to the Stocky Center. You know, and the Stocky Center is not only a Hall of Fame to celebrate our local heroes, our local celebrities, sports celebrities, but we also have a music side. So this tournament means so much to the Stocky Center, whether it's putting new programs into the center, fixing things in the center, changing the displays. So without this, you know, it's difficult in a small community, but we raise a lot of money with it because of you guys like you two and others, and it's so, so important for the operations of the Stocky Center, the Bobby Orr Hall of Fame, and the music side. So I thank everyone that comes up and supports us. And we have some wonderful sponsors, wonderful folks that buy teams. So it's, I think it's 17 years now, Gordy.
Yes.
It's been great. And, you know, we don't make it too big, as you know, and we have a lot of fun. So thank you.
So one of my favorite things to do is I MC it with Jimmy Ralph, and is to, you know, is to make fun of you. And the first time I did it in Parry Sound, like whatever, 17 years ago, I mean, people were going to like throw me in the lake. They're going to throw me in the sound.
No.
You can't pick up Bobby Orr in Parry Sound.
Well, Jimmy has a new skit. I don't know if you've heard it, though. He does one where Don Cherry hates me. Does not like me as a pair. And it's really funny. I heard it in June, and it's really hilarious. But you guys do a great job. You and Jimmy Ralph do a wonderful job emceeing.
So one of my favorite stories from your tournament, and forgive me for bringing this up without giving you advance notice, was the guy who came up. We were sitting around the night before and asked about the Bobby Orr Memorial Arena. Would you tell us that story?
We were sitting outside with some of my friends that came up from Florida and California. We were sitting outside talking, and there's a young man out there. There's a barbecue out by where we were sitting, and there's a young man outside barbecuing, and we were talking with him, and I'm sitting there with my friends, and he says, yeah, I was down at the Bobby Orr Memorial Arena today. And my guys looked at him, did he pass? Well, I don't think so, but I know all his cousins and did it. So I'm sitting there talking to this kid, and he's been down to my memorial arena.
Did he ever realize it was you?
We told him, and I just said hello, introduced myself to him. So he's a very nice young man, yes.
And I'm not done yet.
Not quite done yet. Bobby, one of the things in your book, not the most recent book, which is terrific, the photo book, which is fabulous, and just it's sitting there on my table, and just I can't stop opening it and looking at all the pictures from, you know, your younger days and all around the things you did. But in your book, My Story, you talk about, you know, kids in minor hockey playing too much. And I look around in Southern Ontario, especially in Toronto and other places where there's summer leagues and spring leagues. What's your message to parents about kids playing hockey 12 months of the year?
Well, first of all, I don't think they should. I don't think they need to. When I was growing up, Gordy, you know, we played hockey in the wintertime. we played baseball and golf, others in the off season. I think the players play too much. I think the pros work out too much. You have to rest your body, and the kids have to rest their bodies too. Let's let the kids have fun. Let's stay away. Far too much organized hockey. But the kids have got to be left alone. We've got to let them grow up. They're playing. I mean, we had a little camp for 3 days last week in Boston with some of our young kids. And there was a young fellow there who's got a chance to be a very good hockey player. And I'm watching him the first day skating. Well, he had hurt himself in a provincial tournament or something for the province where he lived. I mean, kids get injured too. I mean, the tired player gets hurt. If you're tired, you just don't think properly. So no, I don't think kids have to play 12 months of the year. Not at all. Not at all. And the parents should just leave them alone, let them play other sports. And it's also good for the parents to hang around other parents in other sports. They don't need to have the same players on the team, the same parents on the team. I think it's healthy that the parents spend time with other parents, kids with other kids, other sports. I think that's healthier than playing hockey 12 months of the year.
It's a real hard message to get across to the organizations, because they essentially will threaten the young men that if you don't, you won't have a spot. And, you know, I have a good friend whose son is a goalie and loves baseball, 12-year-old goalie. And I said, let him play baseball. They said, well, if he doesn't, then he won't have a spot on the team next year. And which is so wrong in the message you're getting across. And I couldn't agree with you more on that. I think the balance, like a young Jordan Spieth, the golfer, played high school football and high school basketball and high school baseball. And by the way, during golf season, he played golf.
Yeah, not bad. Not a bad golfer.
Not bad. Not a bad golfer.
But who's responsible for this? It's the parents pushing it.
It is.
It's the coach. The coach is thinking, you know, winning a peewee tournament or a peewee hockey game is a great thing, and losing one's a disgrace. Come on. We are the adults. We're the ones that are supposed to be controlling what goes on in the kids' programs to a point. And don't forget, they're going to be in with the big guys soon enough. Let's let them be kids. Let's not take the love out of the game for them. People say to me often, you know, what was the key to your secret? The key to your game, your success, any success you had. I never lost the passion for the game, and I never lost loving the game.
Right.
And then I had coaching, and then I had good people around me, and then I had good players, and on and on and on. I mean, that's what it's all about, loving and having a passion for Connor McDavid. He wants to go out there every night, sit every night. Those guys, and I'm not comparing all these others, those guys that got a special, but they go every night to be the best they can be. And that's what they should be doing. That's what they should be doing.
Awesome. Bobby, how was the fishing today?
You know, I was a little late, buddy, because the one fish I had on was so big, it took me time to bring it. So I was a little late getting back to the room. No. You know, it was really nice going out in the bay. I went to some spots that we used to fish when we were kids. My grandma Orr used to take us down to the bay, and we used to go down there and fish a lot. And we went to some spots, and we had a nice day. Fishing was good. Georgian Bay is beautiful. It's, you know, not much wind today, so, you know, we could get outside a little bit. So, no, we had a wonderful day, and the fishing was great. Georgian Bay is marvelous.
Real question is, did the fish hang out in the same place they did when you were a kid?
We did. I think they moved on.
Or did they move? They might have moved.
We had a local kid here. He was a guide, and he was great. He got us on some nice fish. It was fun.
So good. We can eat tomorrow night. Perfect.
Yes. We should have brought in some for the fish fry tomorrow night. Hey, see you tomorrow night, Jeff.
Sounds good, Bobby. Thanks for talking to us.
Hey, thanks, David. Thanks, Cardi.
Thanks, Bob.
See you tomorrow. So, Bobby Orr, join us on the Maple Toyota Hotline. Are you leasing a Toyota? You could qualify for a brand new Toyota at no extra cost during Maple Toyota's lease renewal event. Visit mapletoyota.com/lease.